there was a Maisa with a certain person, came to Shemaim after 120, he comes to the Yeshiva Shalmaila, and he thinks he was an average Jew, doing what he had to do, did the mitzvahs, tried not to do averus, you know, an average sort of fellow, and he comes to the Yeshiva Shalmaila, and he comes up to be judged, and they come to make his decisions, where he's holding, and which direction he will be going. And as they're going through the list and they're going through the life of this fellow and they're adding up the averus and they're adding up the mitzvahs, all of a sudden a huge minivan comes driving over and out comes tons and tons and tons and tons of mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvahs and unbelievable things, and the guy's thinking, what is going on over here? I've never seen such a minivan, I've never seen the people inside them, I don't know who these people are, where are these mitzvahs coming from? So he said, where is it coming from? And this immediately tipped the scales to one way. And he said to him, I want to tell you where this came from. A very simple thing happened in your life without you even realizing it. What was that? What happened was, one time, you were davening at the Kaisal HaMaravi, Heilig at Kaisal HaMaravi, and you were davening there with a real, real feeling. Obviously, there was something going on in your life, whatever it may be. And you were davening with like a vulgar slavish to Rabbi Shalom. Maybe you were crying, and you were really speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there was a fellow there, a modern Orthodox fellow, grew up in a modern society, had never seen anybody daven like that. Never in his life seen anybody daven like that. And he sees a Jew standing by the Kaisal HaMaravi, and he's standing there and he's davening and he's speaking to someone. And this fellow said to himself, he's actually speaking to someone. There's someone to speak to. And he got such a chizik from that. He became a much firmer person. He married a very firm woman. He had firm children who continued in the Derech HaTorah. And eventually, v'chuli. All of these mitzvahs, all of these Torah that was learned, every single thing that happened as a result of that action was passed on to this fellow at the time when he was judged in the Yeshiva Shalmaila after 120. Rabbi Isai, in this week's parasha, we have a tremendous posuk that teaches us exactly this yisoid. And that yisoid is as follows. The posuk tells us like this. The posuk says in this week's parasha, in Parashas Emor, V'loisechalu Hashem kodshi v'niskadshi b'soik v'nei Yisrael. As I state the Torah and Perich of Beis in Vayikra Pasuk Lamed Beis, which is the Esem, a tremendous Yisoid. It's a double-edged sword. On one side of the Pasuk, we've got Chilul Hashem, and on the other side of the Pasuk, we've got Kiddush Hashem. It seems to be that there's a double-edged sword over here, that the Torah is telling you, number one, Kiddush Hashem, number two, Chilul Hashem. What does it mean? So first of all, it's a tremendous avera. If you look in the Ramban says over here, there is one avera that you can do that is the worst possible avera that is possible to ever transgress in this world. And that is the avera of Chilul Hashem. To be mechalal Shem Shamayim, to do a Chilul Hashem Zub the Ramban in this week's parasha, is the worst avera possible. There's nothing worse than that. As he's stating the Ramban. And he says there's only one way that if a person created Rahman al-Islana, Chilul Hashem, that he could fix it up. How do you do that, Zub the Ramban? You make a Kiddush Hashem. In order to fix up a Chilul Hashem, and Be'ez Hashem, I have to explain what means a Chilul Hashem, what means a Kiddush Hashem. But Al Kaponim, there's only one way for a person to fix up a Chilul Hashem, and that is to make a Kiddush Hashem. Reb Chaim Volozhin said a beautiful explanation in the Lashon of Chilul Hashem. Why is it called Chilul Hashem? So he explains that Chilul comes from the word Chalal, right? Hollow, void, empty, nothing. And he explains that when a person creates or causes a Chilul Hashem, so he creates a void. And it's as if to say that there's no Rabboni Nishalolam, or the Rabboni Nishalolam doesn't exist. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhin explained, that when a person creates a Chilul Hashem, he's creating this Chalal, this void, this emptiness. as if there's no Ribbono Shel Olam, that is something we have to be very, very careful of. Very, very careful. There's a Gemara in Chagiga, where the Gemara says in Chagiga that if a person does an Aveira, any Aveira, and he does it in private, thinking that nobody is looking and nobody will know, is considered to have pushed the Shechina from this world. As I state the Gemara. Because you think that you're by yourself, right? We learned it today. Shechiz Hashem Lenegdi Tomim. A person that's with the Rabbanu Shalom is always here. Wherever you are, whoever you're with, in any situation, the Rabbanu Shalom is there. Therefore, Zub the Gemara. If a person doesn't have Beirut, that's a Chilul Hashem. He's creating a Chilul Hashem. Why? Because as if there's no Rabbanu Shalom. Kino, I'm doing something and nobody's looking. I can do whatever I want. Now, Lemaisa. There is a... In the Chofetz Chaim Sefer HaMitzvos HaKotzer, so the Chofetz Chaim writes, very interesting, he writes over this, number one, there's a mitzvah asei lekadus as Hashem b'rabik, right, brings this week's parsha, the posuk in Nikdashi b'soy b'nei Yisrael, that means a person has to be b'mesiras nefesh to die in order to make a kiddush Hashem. We'll explain what that means in a moment. So we made a zuk the Chofetz Chaim in the mitzvah say hey, that is a mitzvah say for a person to kaddish Hashem b'rabim. Whereas as a mitzvah loisa say, shalolasei shum dava. Now this has to be Rabbi say very careful. We're going to learn Beis Hashem that it's an easiest thing for a person to make a chilul Hashem. We don't even realize it sometimes. And as a mitzvah say, says the Chofetz Chaim over here, shalolasei shum dava, sheyimoshech mimenu chilul Hashem. If you do anything that creates, that causes from your action a chilul Hashem, that is, look, the Rabban in this week's parasha, one of the worst aveiros that you can ever transgress. You're being mechalel shem shamayim. You're doing what Chaim Volozhin said, you're creating as if there's no Ribbono Shel Olam in the world right now, which is a tremendous aveiro which we can understand. Now, Kiddush Hashem obviously means the first, the highest madrega of a Kiddush Hashem is to die to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, right? For example, the most practical example for us of a Kiddush Hashem is to do a mitzvah, not any mitzvah, a mitzvah that you have no ulterior motive to do. For example, I don't know how many people in this room have a taiva to put on tefillin in the morning. Like you wake up in the morning, ooh, I've got to put on my tefillin this morning. Everybody wakes up with a bad taiva. You know what I mean? How many people wake up, you know, in the morning, ooh, I must shake the lulav and the esrog. I must eat the matzah today. They do it because I say shake the halacha. So it says so. But the Bozo says so. But don't use a taiva to do that, right? How about like this? How about you see an old man? Never an old man, he's collecting money. You see the guy's got nothing. He's got nothing for Shabbos. Shabbos is coming up in a few hours. And he says to you, I've got nothing to eat for Shabbos. I'm going to go hungry for the next 24 hours. You're going to reach into your pocket, nice person that you are, and take out 5 shekel and give him 5 shekel. Maybe you should buy something, a roll, I don't know, something, right? Now, why are you doing it? Are you doing it because the Ribbono Shel Olam said so? We're doing it because you feel bad. Right? You're Achmanis to a Yid. You're a Jew that has compassion for his fellow person. That's why you're doing it. So that about is the Gevaldige Sach. But the real Mesiras Nefesh, the real Kiddush Hashem, comes from doing the mitzvah that you don't have a taiva to do, and there's no ulterior motive whatsoever. Memela. Chilul Hashem, right? Let's go to the extreme. A highest madrig of Kiddush Hashem, right? For example, somebody comes over to you, which should never be negated to anybody, ever, and he puts a gun to a person's head, and he says, right now, either I give you a choice, you bow down to that idol over there, or I'm pulling the trigger. Or let's take example number two. He says, I want you to give a hug to that woman over there, or I pull the trigger. Or example number three, I want you to kill that person, or I pull the trigger. In all of these three cases, obviously, a person is meant to give up his life in order not to transgress the three big aveiros, and therefore he's meant to be killed. That is the highest madrega of Kiddush Hashem. So people always ask, what about a situation where to stop yourself from doing that aveira, you killed yourself? You committed suicide to do that. Now this was unfortunately the Aleinu Rachmanu Litzlan, a very negative situation in the Muhammad, in the war, right, where people, for example, there was a Maisa, actually in the time of the Second World War, where there was a group of young girls in Beis Yaakov, whatever it was, and they had, somebody got them a message that the Germans, Machshemon, were coming to take advantage of them. And we're going to lock them up, and we're going to take advantage of every single girl in that building. They smuggled into the building some special pills, and they all killed themselves before it happened. Now, that is 100% without any shaila, the biggest madriga of Kiddush Hashem, even though Lamaisa nobody put a trigger to the head, because they were doing it in order to stop themselves. So Abayim, that's considered to be a Kiddush Hashem without any shaila whatsoever. Now Rabbi Sai, I don't want to go into details of the mitzvah. In order to stop an aveira, that's a Kiddush Hashem. It depends on the situation. I don't want to go into details right now, because obviously there's a lot of things I don't want to get. However, like this. What the Chofetz Chaim used to say, that when a person, the Chofetz Chaim is said that a Yid is like an officer. The moment you put on your uniform, everybody knows who you are. That means, when you don a talis, a tzitzis, you put on a couple, you are immediately showing everybody that you're a Jew. And therefore everybody knows what that represents. So that means you are a target to a Chilul Hashem situation. And you have to realize that. You go out in the street, right, you're wearing a yarmulke. I don't want anybody to show. I say, oh, in that case, I'm not going to wear a yarmulke. I'm not going to wear tzitzis because that's where I don't show anything. I'd rather not. But lemaisa, a person has to realize that the Chofetz Chaim said, you are presenting yourself as someone that is a Yid, and people expect you to act differently. Yeah, now there's obviously different madrigas. For example, there's a Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara says over there in Yuma that Rav said that what's a Chilul Hashem, that if I go to the butcher and I don't pay for my meat immediately and I buy on credit, that's a Chilul Hashem. For him, that was considered to be a Chilul Hashem. Now for everyone, obviously there's different madrigas. Depending on who you are, for a great Rav, a Chilul Hashem might be something very, very small that for us would not be a Chilul Hashem. There's obviously different madrigas of exactly what goes on over here. I want to tell you a Maisa Shehoya. A Gebaldiga Maisa, this one. Real Maisa Shehoya. It happened in America. There was a Rav from here, from Eretz Yisrael, who his daughter became engaged. He didn't have a penny to make the chasana. He had to make a chasana. So his problem was, he had no money. So somebody told him, go to America. Look, go around the States. You probably have contacts there, or you know, former Talmidim, whatever it may be, and collect money. So he goes over to different places. He goes to Hollywood, he goes to Florida, all sorts of places. And he drives, after he finishes over there, he drives over the East Coast on the way to New York, and as he's driving through Georgia, he's pulled over by one of the local country police officers over there, and they pull him over because he was speeding. He was going very fast, he had to make certain appointments, and he was speeding. So they pulled him over, and he says to him, no, give me your license, and give me your papers, whatever it is. He pulls out his Israeli driving license, and all his registration, and his car rental, whatever it may be. So he starts writing things down. He says, are you from Israel? He says, yeah. He says, well, listen, I can't send you a court summons because you're not going to come all the way back from Israel for the court. So you've got to go right now. I'm taking you right now to the court in order to get an immediate court case right now. So he went to the court. The judge Paskin over there, $175 fine. No, so $175, that's what he's got to do. He takes out his pouch of money and he pulls out a wad of close to $10,000 cash, and he peels reluctantly off $150 and he gives it over to the judge. Now everybody's eyes are popping out their sockets, right? Now it was not only that, it was Yodua, right, that the interstate between Florida and New York was one of the notorious drug trafficking routes of the whole United States. So everybody knows if you're on that route with loads of cash, you're coming from Israel, so it's very likely that you're one of these drug dealers that are trying to get some money. As Al Kopanim, they said to him, where'd you get all this money from? He says, I collected it. They're like, you collected it? Really? Who did you collect it from? He said, well, I'll tell you the whole story. I had a daughter, she became a color, and I had no money. So I decided to come to America to collect money. He said, this is stupid. Where did you go collecting money? He said, I knock on people's doors. He said, what, are these people don't know who you are? He's like, no, they don't know who I am, but I knock on the door and I say, I'm making a daughter's class. And they actually give you money. They didn't believe him. They actually didn't believe him. They said, you're making it up, and if you don't tell us where it is, we're throwing you in jail. Well, so he calls up a few rabbanim that he had in different areas, and eventually they call back the judge, and they say, yeah, we know who he is, and he's authorized, and it's okay, he's not drugs, and they got him out of there. But the judge was absolutely spoiled. How is it that a Yid can give money to another Yid without knowing who he is, and people just give money to him? It's an unbelievable thing. Everybody knows the famous Maisa, right? Who doesn't know the famous Maisa? Of a guy that was standing next to his car that had broken down on the highway, right? Wearing a yarmulke. So a Jew stopped. A Jew stops. You know, sees another Jew standing at the highway with a broken car. No, maybe I can be of assistance. So he comes there. He gets closer and closer. He says, this guy's not a Jew. He's like, no, some guy from where? Look at there, a guy. He said, what are you wearing on your head? He says, I'll tell you something, the honest truth. He says, my mother always told me, if you get stuck, put one of these things on your head, someone for sure is going to stop to help you. He says, look at that. What's the chat? Even the guy realized it. That when it comes to the Yidden, there's a Kefaldik Kiddush Hashem that you can make, but on the other side, there's a Chilul Hashem that you can create from your actions. And it's so easy. You could be doing something bad and chas v'shalom, someone's looking and he gets a tiger to do the same thing, and it's on your cheshbon. But on the other side, if a person does something right, and this, you know, you don't even have to go to the street for this, you can do it here in the yeshiva. A kiddush Hashem, you come to davening on time, you daven properly, you say brachos, you bench until it's a dime by breakfast, whatever it is. You do something right, someone says, ooh, he's washing his dinner diamond for bread and saying hamotzi. Maybe I'll do the same thing. What do you just do? Bingo! You got yourself a Kiddush Hashem. That's a Kiddush Hashem. It's an unbelievable thing that you can accomplish here in the yeshiva every minute of the day. And it's one of the most unbelievable mitzvahs that has on the flip side of it a Chilul Hashem, which as we mentioned before was one of the tremendous averus that a person has to be careful. And everybody knows many, many different maisas of tremendous mysterious nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. Right? Who doesn't know the maisa of the Klausenberger Rebbe? I mean, there's many, many different maisas when it came to the case when they wanted to take off his beard. They wanted to take off his beard when it came to the war. He was in a certain concentration camp. Everybody told him he's got to shave off his beard. And he said, absolutely not. There's no way I'm going to do it. And he was makabal. Mummy's beatings. He makabal anything. Not just to have his beard. Just wanted his beard. It was a mysterious nether. It was that Kiddush Hashem that he had. It was an unbelievable thing. Right? And there was a famous mice also in one of the camps, or maybe it was actually in Siberia, where there was a certain older man. And he was very friendly with a younger fellow. And at one time they said to him, you know what? You're an older man. You've been here for a few years. Get out of here. Right? Sign a couple of papers. We're letting you free. You can go back to your family. He was so excited. Except it was Shabbos Kodesh. It was Shabbos. And he said, Shabbos? I'm not signing nothing. He said to him, come on. You know, it's Beshidah. It's not normal over here, right? It's a moment for God never to stay in such a camp. I'm sure there must be a hesitant to break Shabbos in order to do such a thing. There must be a hesitant to break Shabbos to do such a thing. He said, no, I'm not signing it because it's Shabbos. Yeah? Came along the other man, he said, I'll sign it for him. The guy's looking, he's saying, what's going on here? You yourself are not going to sell it. Somebody else is going to sign for you to get out of here. He didn't understand that this is what Yidden do for one another. And the Goyim Chapit, and the Yidden Chapit as well. And it's something we have to realize at all times, wherever we are. Right? Often, people think that when they go out, if they don't look Jewish, so then we're okay. Right? We can do what we like. We can cut corners and cut lines and go speeding and do whatever we want because they don't even know we're Jewish, right? So I think Rabbi Pesach Krohn once said this Meisa, Kabbalah Meisa, of a Yid that went to do business in Germany. So he goes to Germany, doesn't want to act to look like a real Jew, right? So he puts on his little cap over there. And I don't know, he's probably wearing his, I don't know, business suit, whatever it may be. And he thinks inconspicuous, he'll sit in the hotel lobby, nobody will know he's a Jew, wonderful. He's sitting in the lobby over there, minding his own business, reading the newspaper. All of a sudden, there's a pianist over there in the corner, playing some beautiful tunes, starts playing Havana Gila. So you think that's weird? Starts looking over, the pianist is pointing at him, saying, right, I'm doing this one for you. He said, how do you know I'm Jewish? Ah, come on, you never get away with that one. But by side, wherever you are, whatever you do, everybody knows that you are a Yid. There is nothing that you can do to get out of that. Well, Hashem, it's a Kabbalah Gazak, when Mashiach comes, because Mashiach will chapel the Yid now, they'll be going. So I'm finishing. It's a Kabbalah Gazak. The Yisoid is to realize whatever you do, wherever you are, you can create a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Tremendous Kiddush Hashem. But on the other hand, you have to be careful not to chas v'sholem cause a chil Hashem, which is the Ramban mentioned in this week's parasha, is one of the most terrible, terrible averes. The Rabboni Shel Olam should give us the Eid Hashem, a sat siyata d'shmaya, to make sure that we always create a Kiddush Hashem at all times. Yashu Kalam.